This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you just take lessons.
You're despicable.
To another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. You know what I can say, right? Do something more than nothing. That would be really cool. Let's figure that one out. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me here, whether it's on the air or in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being involved, being engaged. And you know, get informed, too. That's the other thing. A lot of you go cranking. I talk about this almost every night. I'm sorry if it irritates some of you. But I mean it sincerely. I see some of the stuff some of you posted. Check out your stories. I mean, really, check out your stories. And make sure they make sense. All right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sonia Schmidt will join us at the after the first break. And I got a lot I want to make her nuts with. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure that won't be hard to do. And, you know, you heard Joey, I know some of you heard Joey B's speech last night. I don't know if there was anything in there of substance. Because half the time I can't understand him. I don't think he can understand himself. And then, when he walked down the hall, you know, when he told his speech, he walked down the Hall of Flags, whatever that's called. And he kind of was even lost going down there. He's kind of strolling down and lost going down there as well. And that's scary. It's scary to think that he really, honestly, truly doesn't know where he's at. Which way to turn and what to do. You know? All right. If your kids are in school here in California, boy, you've got a lot to deal with. So California curriculum, this is the state, they're proposing will be chanting the name of an Aztec god who accepts human sacrifice. Now, I know some of you go, well, they're probably just learning some of the religious stuff. They're probably just learning some of these things. Well, you know, okay, that's great. When they learn the pillars of Islam, you know, we're supposed to be accepting of that, and that's great, and that's wonderful. But God forbid we put the Ten Commandments in there. God forbid the kids learn about the Ten Commandments, right? Because that's unacceptable. That's bringing religion in the classroom. It's just amazing. But it's, they're sliding it in under ethnic studies, right? It's a model curriculum. So if that's the case, if they can put these things, and the same thing with the pillars of Islam, they put that in under ethnic studies. So why don't we have the same kind of thing when it comes to the Constitution? You know, Scripture is referenced, I think, 161 times in the Constitution. If you read the Federalist Papers, if you read the papers of our Founding Fathers, they will tell you, this is where this comes in, this is where this comes in. But you got to read. That seems to be the problem. You got to read. Now, included in the draft curriculum is a list of a lesson resources, okay, with a client, with a chant based on, I can't even pronounce this, whatever it is. It's described as love, unity, mutual respect, and Panchi B, which describes as seeking the roots of truth. The chant starts with a declaration that you are my other me. And if I do harm to you, I do harm to myself. Now, these words in and of themselves, you know, okay, they're all right. They're not the end of the world. Before chanting the name of the Aztec god, yeah, I'm not going to try that one either. Tezcatlipoca, Poca. Seeking the roots of the truth, seeking the truth of the roots, elders and us youth, critical thinking. So they're using the name of this god, they're chanting it first, and then chanting these other things behind it. Now, this particular god was honored because, honored with human sacrifice. I wonder if they're going to be taught that. I guess, look, the big deal isn't that they're learning about culture. Right? The big deal is they're learning about a religious culture. Right? What religion was prominent in the Aztec culture? Teaching them what it means, what they say, some of the chants that they have. In other words, chants, prayers, whatever. Right? Another chant uses the term Hunabku, or one god. I mean, think about that. That particular one is a Mayan deity. So, you can go through all these things and explain it to the kids, and that's fine, and that's cultural, okay. Then we'll move over to the Muslim, or Islam, and you're going to teach them those chants and those pillars and what it is. And then you're going to move over to the Ten Commandments, and you're going to get your hand slapped. You're going to get thrown out of class. You may even get suspended. I'm sorry, I'm missing something here. Maybe I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I'm missing. So if we can teach them what these religions mean, what the chants are, what the words are, what the premise is, what the foundation is, then why can't we do the same thing with Christianity? Why can't we have the same type of thing in Christianity? Shouldn't be an issue. Shouldn't be a problem. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. RealSide.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll there. There's all kinds of stuff going on. Sign up for the email blast. They only go out once a week, sometimes twice. Right? Or just go for the text alerts. Text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. Sonny Smith's going to join me after the break, but I'm going to wind her up when we come back. There's a New York lawmaker that wants sex education for kindergartners. And don't think it won't come here next. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief. relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I just want to bring her right in because we have so much fun, and I wait too long to start with her, and then we run out of time, and she's in the middle of a roll, so we'll start it now. Sonia Schmidt joins me, host of the Sonia Schmidt Show, and always a pleasure to have you with me, Sonia. Where's my flags, lady? Where's my Jesus flag?
I decided I would not be an angel tonight.
Ooh.
I'm just going to be a regular old black lady with an opinion. So the flags, the fists, the American flag and the angel wings, just for tonight, I just have to put them to rest.
Okay. Well, good, because I'm gonna get your dander up. We'll see how you're going to, without having them Jesus flags behind you, let's see how you respond to this one, okay? So, you know, I know it's been happening in California to a degree, actually for a couple of years, but not at this level. So a New York lawmaker now wants sex ed for kindergartners. Feels that as young as 5 years old, they should really have an understanding of, you know, what sexual, we'll just say sexual things are. I don't want to get into it much more than that. Right? So she wants it. It's going to be written. It's a part of a health curriculum written by Shamara Brock. And it there's standards written by a left-wing interest group that advocates sex ed for social change. Not sex ed for understanding, but sex ed for social change. Now,
for health, right.
Hey, under the current standards, the public schools would have to teach five-year-olds about gender identity, instruct eight-year-olds on hormone blockers, okay, to prevent puberty and transgender-identifying preteens. Kids as young as 11 would get lectures on vaginal, oral, and anal sex, study queer, two-spirit, asexual, pansexual, and other gender identities. And I don't know if I can smoke enough crack to have to go along with this.
Sounds appropriate. So, but here's the nefarious part of this, other than the fact that they're doing it, is they're not telling parents what they're doing, and they're not giving parents a fair way to opt in and opt out. I don't know about this new situation, because this ain't new. I was on this bandwagon over a year ago, and...
Here in California,
But the biggest problem to me, other than not telling parents what they were going to do, is not telling parents how to, not giving parents a clear-cut way on opting their children out. They're making them jump through all kinds of hoops. And I went to a rally in Sacramento where they were trying to propose a bill that made it simpler for parents to not have their children involved in this, and it failed miserably. And I was so sad, but the people who were proposing the bill, one of which is my pastor, he was a part of this group, Jack Hibbs, out in Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, none of them were surprised that this didn't pass. And I was like, this is a real sad state of affairs where you can't protect kindergarten children from learning about sex ed. And now that they're talking about our children going back to school, well, it's a little scary. I've actually enjoyed during the pandemic that my grandson's school was right in my living room, and I could hear everything that the teacher was saying. Luckily, it seems that we have a teacher who, I'm not going to say she's on our side, but she on our side of the aisle, Christian conservative, but she hasn't violated that either.
Right.
But the beauty is I get to hear it. Now that he's going into school, I'm a little concerned.
You think she'll change her ways?
They're mandating that these teachers have to teach it. I mean, that was one of the things that was happening a year ago. It was not just that they're teaching it, but the teachers have to address it, and they have to address it in the way that this board or this mandate deems appropriate, and appropriate for them means inappropriate for us. So I'm not sure that they have a choice in the matter of how they speak about it.
No, your school board just came out, I think it was a week or 10 days ago, and said that they're now bringing somebody in to teach restorative justice and, you know, equity and all this other fun stuff to the kids. And I'm thinking,
it's very sick.
You know, we've got one of the lowest, or we've got one of the worst at reading and science, math. Scores in the country, but I'll be darned if they're not going to have to know what the restorative justice is.
That's right. They better know about them genders.
In New York, they say the state constitution guarantees basic education. What they forgot, though, was the original constitution where basic education was guaranteed, it was based on biblical principle, and they said so. The founding fathers said that the best book that could be used to teach our children was the Bible. They even allocated money for the Bible.
But we're now in a society that has removed biblical principles.
Yep.
So now you have so many parents. First of all, I've just been looking at this today. You have so many, you have our society that's removed men from the equation and families. So you naturally have a lot of hurting children because they don't have fathers in their lives. They've also removed God from the equation. So now you have children where the government has set up this fact that they need to come in and replace both of those things. And because they're so sick and they don't have children's best interests at heart or families mm-hmm. or religion, they're gonna fill that void with what they think is necessary. And it's all extremely sick. And last year, I remember going to the Let Parents Decide seminar again in Chino Hills, and they were talking about homeschooling, and I'm like, I can't homeschool. I'm an idiot. If I homeschool my grandkid, he's going to be dumber than me. But they assured me that's not the case, and that the best thing for your kid is to homeschool.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I've had an experience with this, because during the pandemic, the schooling that the kids are getting through Zoom is very minimal, because these poor teachers, what they're going through to try to keep up with the technology and what's going on in every kid's individual home with their computers, it's too much. So they're really teaching. These kids are getting minor education,
right?
At the very least. So what I do is I listen to what the teacher's doing, and then I supplement that, and I run with it. Consequently, I've got probably the smartest kid in the classroom, because I teach him how I was taught.
Oh, you mean he doesn't count on his fingers and toes and...
No, you know what they do, especially with math? They analyze math. Why are we analyzing it and we're not teaching them times tables? Remember
because
how we learned
math is a white construct. You're not paying attention. Did you hear that? Oh,
remember how we learned it? Remember how we learned multiplication tables?
Oh yeah, yeah. You had to use this and memorize a little bit. Anyway,
memorize, repeat, write.
Spell it. Don't use words I can't spell. We'll be back in a minute. Tell me, senior host. We'll be back in a second. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of immune booster, a $39.95 value free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30 count bottle of immune booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is celebrating the passage of the coronavirus stimulus package today in a Rose Garden event. President Biden and Vice President Harris are meeting with congressional Democratic leaders who played a key role in getting the bill to Biden's desk. House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, no fan of the bill.
It is the largest single spending bill in history.
and the only bipartisan vote was the vote against the bill. Not one Republican voted for it. The question is why. This isn't a relief bill. It's pretty much a payoff for Pelosi's political allies, and it will be the American people paying the bill.
Denver may get hit with one of the biggest snowstorms ever there. The massive storm could bring up to 3 feet of snow and high winds to the mile-high city. It's currently forecast to reach the Central Rockies Saturday night and go into Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
See your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Most kids in the inner city cannot read. They can't do math at grade level, but they can sure as heck tell you what gender they might, could have, would have, should have, might have be. And to shore that up, New York's going to make sure you can do that. California's been doing it forever. Sonia Schmidt, your grandchildren. Maybe they ain't going to know how to add or read, but they're sure as heck going to know what sex they might want to be. Mm-hmm. This is just nuts. You know, I mean, seriously. The New York City school districts are putting together a curriculum where they're going to be teaching kids more about sex ed down to the kindergarten level, because, you know, that's age appropriate, obviously. You had kids. I had kids. They had no clue as to what they had or didn't have when they were in kindergarten, nor did they care.
I did have kids, and that's how I wound up with grandchildren, by the way. Just let
who
you
knew?
Know. Who knew it would work out this way? Me being a woman and all. This is so twisted. I don't even know what to say other than... Think of the bigger picture. I get it that this is so appalling and we want to pull our hair out. But I say think past that and ask yourself a simple question, people at home listening. Why would they want to do this? And I think you have to, like, jump to... There was a thing on Sesame Street, which is not a program that I would endorse, by the way. But every once in a while, they'd throw in something that was valuable. And one of the segments that they did was, and I'm not sure if this is the title of it, but what would happen if? And it was just sort of trying to teach you about looking forward and consequences. So they would give a scenario, and then the person in the sketch would imagine what are the possibilities of what could happen if this went through. And I'm just saying, with the state of politics and the way things are going, particularly with the left, you need to ask yourself, why are they doing this, and what could happen if? And to me, the biggest consequences is we're going to wind up with a generation of really messed up psychologically distraught children. When you add on being home and not being able to have friends and go to school and learn properly, because their education, because of this pandemic, has dropped significantly, as I was saying on the last segment. So you've got a lower educational standard. They're already emotionally screwed up. They were talking about how many kids are going to, God forbid, be suicidal as a result of this pandemic. And now you add this sexual confusion. Why would anybody do that? Why would anybody in their right mind, why would anybody who has a heart do that? It's because they're trying to create a generation of children, of people coming up who depend on the government as their savior.
You have to be totally dependent at some point. Look at, did we do the story last week about the woman in Baltimore who found out that her daughter graduated in top honors in the top half of her class with, you ready for this one, with a 0.13 GPA? Okay, an African American woman.
Hilarious,
right? Well, and give yet
him a,
the left
give him a reward. She showed up though, didn't she? Did she show up? Because that's all that matters. She showed up.
But
so that's another thing
right
that we can add on to that.
But this is what I'm trying to say. So you got the inner city. They say they care about the kids. They care about education. They care about the black community. And yet the worst education is handed out to the black community in these inner cities. This girl can't read. She only passed 3 classes in 4 years of high school.
You say that in your opening. You say something akin to that in your opening of the show where you say Latinos. They're saying that Latinos don't have to learn how to speak English. And you clearly state, well, if they don't, they're not going to be successful. We on our side of the aisle care about people being able to achieve, being successful, being able to compete. They don't. And there's a reason why, folks, they don't want them to compete. Is because when they are miserable failures, which they are doomed to be because of all the things that they are doing, then all they have to turn to is their resentment, their anger, and their dependence on the government. And that's
so
where
right.
the left steps in.
Yeah, you're so right. And that is his whole mantra that's been going on. It's not just in the black community. It's in the Hispanic community and so forth. From the left, it says, you know, you need us. You need our help. We need to help you vote. We need to help you make ends meet. We need to take care of you. Just look to us. We'll take care of you. Which is why they don't want God in this scenario. It's why Nadler said God has no place here in this chamber.
It's not only why they don't want God in this scenario, but they also, and I'm not equating him to God, but I will say that that's another reason they don't want, they worked really hard at getting Trump out of the scenario. He was able to make inroads with black people and with Latin people, with Latinos, that no Republican has ever been able to make. So if they can get him out of the picture, then they can grab hold of their base. But you know what? I don't think those people are going back. I think the people who are newfound Trump supporters and I hate even calling them minorities, but the brown, black community.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going back. I think their eyes were open. I think that the scales had fallen off their eyes, and I don't think they're going back.
Lady, I mean that sincerely. I hope you're right. And it's not that I think the Republicans are end-all, be-all, because I don't. All right, I think they make a lot of mistakes. I think they get it wrong a lot. But unlike the other side, in a major, massive way, whether you're black, Hispanic, Native American, Italian, whatever you are, we don't look at you like that. We figure everybody and anybody can succeed in this country if they really crank away and work at it. And if you need help or if there's an issue, yeah, some have trouble. I get it. I understand that. There's still...
You can go, I mean, anybody who could watch the, why am I drawing a blank? The black HUD advisor to Trump, Ben Carson.
Yep.
When you look at his early story, he had learning disabilities, or believed he did, but he rose above that. We can all do that. Listen, I have a high school education. Basically, I spent 1 year in college.
Why do you say it that way? You have a high school education, and you've done some great things in your life.
That's what I'm getting ready to say. Oh, give me a chance. Go. I'm getting ready to get there. No, I have a high school education. I spent a minuscule time in college, but it was all learning how to mountain rappel and ski. And I became a TV producer. But because the need was there, I was a single parent, lived a liberal lifestyle, wound up with two children, two different baby daddies, and expected that life was supposed to hand me all this stuff. And by the time I realized that it wasn't going to, I had to make some changes. I had to take those children to church. I had to become saved. There was a lot of stuff. I had to stay up at night after I put them to bed and learn how to write for television. And that's how I became a television writer.
And again, I'm just going to say it because there's so many of you out there. I love when black women come out and tell their story because they've been saved from the government. And they talk about the things they heard.
Yeah,
think about it.
I'm going to change the name of my book.
Right? What's that?
Saved from the government.
Take it. Run with it. But you and look at, even as weird as she is today, Whoopi Goldberg talks about how
she
was told and what she came out of and where she's at today. You know, you got Candace
Star Owens Parker
talking about what happened to her. Star Parker.
Another great,
perfect story. I think all you black women that had this told you as children that this is all you were going to be, this is all you were worth, this is all your life is going to be about because you're black and you're female, I think you should come together and write a collective book. And I'm telling you,
if people would read, that's why you talk about people reading anymore.
Well, 95% of them can't read, so I don't know what to tell you.
Exactly. So what are you going to do?
Turn it into an audiobook.
And I'm glad we can laugh about this and make light of it, but our children are being targeted right now. Our children and our grandchildren are being targeted, and they're being led into evil. Into darkness, and it's a constant fight. And then when you add technology on top of that, my grandson is dealing right now with a lot of his peers at 8 years old. They all have TikTok accounts, which means they have access to everything that adults are posting on TikTok.
And China has access to them. All right, that should scare you. So we see your host. Gotta go for a quick break.
Kids raise their kids differently.
Pause. We'll be right back. Joe Mazzini, your hostess of The Real Side. Sonia Schmidt will be with us on the other side of the break.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text TECH to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Do something more than sitting there drooling all over yourself. And I mean that sincerely. You know, push yourself away from the Facebook keyboard. You know, push yourself away. Do something that's constructive that'll help you actually move forward. All right? It really is that simple for me. Let me bring her back on. Sonia Smith joins me. She does every week. Always love kicking off the weekend with her, and I mean that sincerely, and I know you guys do too because of what you say up there in the chat room. And, you know, Sonia, you've got, if anything ever happens to me, I'm sure they'd be screaming to have you take over the show.
Yeah, right.
Did you fall asleep on me over there? I saw that.
I'm not a chatter. I know it seems like it is, but I am, but I don't talk a lot.
Could have fooled me.
I have a lot of opinions, but they're just based on my opinion, not facts. But my sincere opinion about the way of the world, where we're going, what's going on, and right and wrong. I think I have a real connection with that, right and wrong, and spiritual stuff, you know, like what God says and where we're going.
You know, I'd never do this, to put you into a corner, but you've got, the black, quote, female viewpoint that you have is not one that many people hear. if you would.
Right.
Right?
That
on
is
mainstream
true.
Media, all you're hearing is that, you know, the black females were all about their victims and didn't do this, and the white guy
right.
did this, and we've got to deconstruct whiteness. And I got to tell you, honestly, even so, the more educated some of the black women I've run into, the more they're into the 1619, the more they're into the white deconstruction. And you're willing to talk about your real-life experience. You're willing to talk about what you really see happening in the community. I think that's a big deal.
Well, I do, too. The more I'm learning about psychology and... No, but really, the more I'm learning about why people act out in the way they do. And let's see if I can put this into some sort of interesting way, because I've only started thinking about it today. And I've been studying more about children who suffer from post-traumatic stress syndrome from
right.
their childhood. And they're very likely to be triggered. That's a word that comes up in that syndrome. Because of it. So I started thinking about the society who's removed men, removed fathers, and removed God, and now they're triggered by everything. And one of the symptoms of this thing is making other people change for your problems rather than understanding that it's you with the problem. Does that make sense? Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah.
From your ooh, I think that I'm on the right track. So when I look at this generation and the generation that they're screwing up even more, these kids are ripe for being triggered for not accepting their own responsibility and not healing. And who has to deal with them? We do.
Now, see, if you're in a room, and you're in there, and another a black woman was in there who just has had a lot of bad luck in her life, if you were first to talk, the Democrat in the room would look at you and say, oh, sweetheart, those white folks have got you totally blinded to truly what
I've had that happen to
me. In your life. Really? That's interesting. I've seen it, I've heard it, but I've never, you know, never been.
No, I've absolutely had it. But because I don't feel it naturally, have I ever told you the story of how I learned how to swim? I know this may seem
a
random.
A white guy threw you in the water, right? I mean, no. All right, go ahead.
I wish. No, it was even worse than that. So my family, because they work for the school board, they have several months off during those days. And we would travel the United States. And one of the places that we landed was Olympia, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And they had literally an Olympic-sized pool in this campground. I don't want to add too much to this story, but we went to Olympia, Washington. We stayed in this incredible cabin. The minute we got there, we donned our bathing suits and we went to the pool. And the minute me and my sister and my mother showed up in this pool, every white person left. And sister and my mother, who were the liberals, I discovered this later when I understood politics more, they were so insulted, they were so angry, they were so incensed that my mother grabbed my sister and they marched off to the cabin, back to there, where they sat in there with their attitudes, and they asked me if I wanted to go, and I was like, heck no, I got this whole pool to myself. Up until that point in the public schools or public pools in the ghetto where I grew up, I could never learn to swim. Year after year after year, could never learn to swim because there's people splashing and jumping and boys are pulling down your swim trunks. I mean, it was awful. So now
boys pulling down your swim trunks really has nothing to do with color, I'm sure. But go ahead, continue your story.
No, I'm just telling you, it was an awful experience. I could never learn how to swim. So now I've got this Olympic-sized pool with this amazing backdrop, trees, mountains. I'm in Olympia, Washington, for crying out loud. My imagination says, this is my mansion, this is my pool. And you know what happened? I learned how to swim. But But another thing happened to me is I looked at those poor little white kids that had to leave, and their and half of them looked like they didn't understand why they had to leave, but their parents were dragging them by the arm and making them leave. And wow. I remember at the time going, boy, it sucks to be them. Oh, well, I got this pool. So
look at your mindset. You weren't tainted yet enough.
I'm a weirdo from Jump Street. I don't know why that happened. Thank you, Jesus. But I learned how to swim. And I had a whole beautiful pool by myself. And I really felt... So I've always kind of had a heart for people who were stupid enough to be racist. Because it's not necessary. Nothing was going to happen from those children sharing a pool with me. But they didn't know that.
So before all this, and you know, I know this is kind of deep here, but before all this stuff started happening with the, you know, social justice garbage, your little ones, were they afraid of white people? Did they have negative...
My little ones?
Yeah.
Our whole family is integrated. Yeah. I told you the story, and I won't tell you the story now because I think he's listening, but my ex-husband, who, if you look in the dictionary under white people, or the white, he's that guy. No, we have everything. We have Germans. We have everything in our family. So I never...
The kids aren't born with this...
No, you have to teach them.
Racism. Bingo.
Two little kids, three, 4 years old,
that know there's a difference in color.
The children who were being dragged away by their arms in that pool, I remember looking at them at that young age going, these kids don't know why they're having to leave, they don't want to do it, and they don't understand. So I understood at a very early age that this was a taught response. You know, and it's sad. It's very sad. I didn't do that to my kids. And here's the thing is my kids are able to, I've watched my kids at the Four Seasons in Beverly Hills and in the ghetto, and they can, ain't no difference to them.
My youngest daughter, we were going to church down in South Central. Go figure that one out.
Christian Center, right?
Yep. So yep. We went down there.
That was my old, that's where my kids got, gave their lives to the Lord. Yep.
Yeah. And so somebody asked her, oh, that's that black church. And she said, what? No, it's not. And she was young, and she was...
It's blue.
So now, let's just be blunt. If you walked into that church, it was easy to find us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the outside of the church is white. So when somebody said to her, that's that black church, she didn't associate it with people. She'd go, no, it isn't. It's a white church. It's got a, you know...
Right, it's got white...
So somebody would have to sit her down and say, no, honey, what I'm talking about, but she had, there was nothing there for her. There was no...
That's what the left would do.
Yes.
It's like, let me open your eyes. This isn't for you. It's around. Mm-mm, that's not what we do. I remember going to Tea Party events. I was a spokesperson at Tea Party events. And when I come home and watch the news and they portray it as a neo-Nazi group.
You have to laugh.
What? Where were they? I was there. I didn't see any of that stuff. Am I I'm not aware? No, I'm pretty
smart.
Apparently
not. Yeah. You haven't got a clue. That's the problem.
So you have to trust your own instinct. And that's what the left does not allow black people to do. You cannot trust your own instinct. You cannot trust your lying eyes. Any of that stuff. And I find it unacceptable. I'm not going to do that.
Apparently you're too stupid to figure it out on your own, and you have to let them tell you. So tell people where to find you, Sonia.
SoniaSchmidt.net.
Org.
Org.
Yeah.
Or org.
I will put a link to her site on my
website. Do.
Okay.
But please contact me so you can say hello.
Hello to her. Hello, Sonia. Yeah, there you go. All right, Sonia, thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate it.
Adios. Have a great Friday.
Yep. Happy Friday. I got two more days.
Happy Friday.
Jehovah Senior Host, we're going to talk all about China in the next hour. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. So.
Who's your next guest?
Your
bigger next.